Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday morning to you. Out there, you wonderful person, you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fantley Morning Show. I've got some energy this morning, although it's cold outside, and fall definitely here. Temperature's definitely here. It's a bit of a bummer, so wear a hoodie. You know, if you're susceptible to cold, and not like me, who's very stubborn and does not like to wear jackets. Should heat up a little bit later, but, you know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. For us that are up at this hour, you're going to feel the cold. There's no sun. And we're turning away from the sun the other way as well. That's, you know, how we get the season of, that's how we get all the seasons. Because our location turns further and further away from the sun, making it more cold. Sun's not heating up our area as much as other parts of the world right now. There's your Callis Science lesson of the day. Let's talk about sports now. 412-928-9370. This is the Fantley Morning Show. It's brought to you by Steel City Medical Center. Put the smile back in your life. I'm feeling kind of smiley right now. I feel good. I got a lot of energy. I've been getting more sleep lately. Been getting to see the family more lately. I'm very excited, very happy, very energetic this morning. And still plenty to talk about. The Pirates still pretty fresh in the news for comments they've made. Major League Baseball playoffs are underway, and there's a lot of exciting games going on, a lot of exciting series. So if you're really, really, really late to the party, Major League Baseball now has a three-game wildcard series, not just the one-game playoff. And I think I know I like this format better because it's nice that the playoffs start like right after the season ends and the wildcard teams really have to fight to make it like real quick succession games. Higher seeds get home field advantage for all three games, which is great. And they've been pretty exciting. Tigers and Guardians. They play today at 3:00 in a winner take all. The Yankees beat the Red Sox yesterday to force the third and final game, so that'll be played again in New York tonight at 8:00. On the National League side, the Dodgers swept the Reds, so RIP to them and their feel-good story. And Padres and Cubs, they're tied 1-1. They play today at 5:00. Yeah, I know baseball used to do that thing, too, where they'd alternate between National League and American League and have, like, off days in between. I like that they're all just being played in succession right now. Like, just give it to me, you know. Don't make me wait. Just give it to me. So at least for the wild card series, they're doing that, which I think is a good thing. So only one team was able to get a sweep of its opponent. That's the Dodgers over the Reds. Dodgers aren't even the highest seed, but they look pretty dominant after that series against the Reds. The Reds were the lowest seed in the National League, the last wildcard team to make it. Brewers, number one seed out of the NL Central. NL Central representing. Although the Pirates not part of that representation. What? Sorry. I didn't say anything. So the American League not decided yet. The National League, one of the two series is decided. So, exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff. Baseball's, I like the playoff format now. Like I said, I think it's more exciting than the wild card game. The wild card game was exciting, but it's like baseball's not a sport where you feel like satisfied by just a one-game winner-take-all type of thing. You know, it's not football. You know, the three-game wild card series feels more fair. And it also incentivizes teams to win their division and be good in their leagues, because the top two teams that win the divisions, win their respective division, get the bye into the division series, and the team that wins its division but has the worst record of the three division leaders will have to play in the wild card series. I love it. I love it. I love baseball, and I love what they're doing with the playoffs now. It's all good. It's good stuff. Speaking of which, just this isn't breaking news. This has been news for a while now, but I'm curious for the 2026 season when Major League Baseball will implement the automatic ball strike system. Well, not really. It's not an automated system, but it'll be a challenge system where if a player disagrees, a pitcher or a batter, that pitcher or batter can initiate a challenge. And I think they only get one or two per game. I didn't see the specifics of that earlier on when I saw the report. But I know only the pitcher or the hitter is allowed to make the challenge. It can't be anybody else. You can't have coaches doing it. You can't have other position players doing it, which I like that too. I mean, it eliminates, you know, everybody being able to be like, you know, you missed that. I mean, the pitcher can see it and the hitter can see it. They both can see it the best. Maybe the catcher can see it a little bit better, but I like having it just to two players, which is good. So I guess I'll ask you while I'm in the baseball mood this morning at 412-928-9370, what do you think of the automatic ball strike system coming to Major League Baseball in 2026? It's something I've thought about for a long time. It's something that I have changed my opinion about over time. I'm doing the Adam Crowley method of, you know, when you get more information, your opinion can change over time. So let me know what you think, 412-928-9370. And it's not just limited to this talk. If you have any opinions on the Steelers, the Pirates, if you're like David from yesterday, seems like a nice man, but he wanted to talk about the Penguins for some reason. You know, I know they're starting their preseason games. You know, they're playing now, and their season's going to start, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of hope for them coming into the season. But if you want to talk about them, you can, 412-928-9370. So about the automatic ball strike system, the challenge system coming in to Major League Baseball. As an umpire, and you guys know that, there was a feature story about me umpiring in an orange shirt, if you remember from back in was it April or May when we were doing our youth baseball and softball showcases. But I used to think that umpires could see it the best. I thought that, you know, the strike zone changes from batter to batter, from pitch to pitch, because the umpires to determine where the strike zone is in relation to where the hitter sets up to strike the pitch, which can vary slightly in height, you know, depending on pitch to pitch, just how the hitter loads. So it's a little more complicated and nuanced than people think. But at least for the top of the strike zone, when the, you know, depending on what position the hitter's in. But, you know, I always thought that it was such a fluid strike zone. I never thought that it could be defined by a box on television. I still don't think so. But I thought that it was more of an interpretation than something you could actually scrutinize and tangibilize. And so I was against it. I said, no, I think it's more of a fluid thing than people think. And so just let the umpires call it. But the more I've seen games go on where umpires miss calls, I mean, there's calls where you have inside-outside as well, and that's pretty clearly defined, like the inside and outside part of the strike zone, pretty clearly defined. Home plate is very much tangible. Just seeing how many pitches were too far outside or inside. And then I thought about it, and Major League Baseball hitters are pretty good at getting to the same spot almost every time when they load. It's not like, you know, amateur hitters, they're legit hitters. They get to the same spot every time. So, you know, I noticed the more I watched recordings of players hitting, I would see that they're pretty much, their top of the strike zone stays pretty much at the same spot. They load the same way almost every time, with a few exceptions here and there. But where they strike at the pitch is usually the same. And so I thought about it, and then I thought about what players were saying and how players were in support of it, and how players hated certain umpires and certain umpires were no good. I think challenges take the pressure off of umpires because if they get a call wrong, at least there's a method to reverse it. I know when the challenge system came into 2014 to Major League Baseball that people thought that umpires were going to hate it. And I disagree. As somebody who is an umpire, like, I don't want my call to determine the outcome of a game if there's a mechanism to overturn it. It puts a lot of pressure off me because then I can make my call with extra confidence knowing that, okay, even if I get this wrong, something can overturn it and I'm not going to be the reason why this game's affected because I made a bad call. So challenging, I think, is good, and I think umpires, in for the most part, are going to be in support of this because there's going to be a lot of pressure lifted off of them. Because, like I said, there's going to be that mechanism where they can, where teams can overturn calls that they make not get correct, and then they're not the ones determining games. Players like that too, and I think that challenge system, that automatic ball strike system, it allows for the most perfect playing field to exist for the imperfect players to play on. I've heard the argument too that, you know, umpiring, you know, the humanity of umpiring is necessary for the game of baseball. That's a bunch of nonsense. Because when you have a defined set of rules, those rules should be followed as clearly as possible so that the teams have the most fair playing field to work with. The rules can be enforced perfectly so that the teams can do what they're doing in their imperfect nature. We should never have robots playing the game of baseball. I've heard that argument before too, where it's like, oh, well, what are we going to do? Have machines play the game? Are we going to get the humans out of playing the game too? No, just the officiating. Give the officials help so that the teams can have the most fair and balanced playing field that they possibly can. So if there is a mechanism, if you've developed the technology where you can have a virtual strike zone that tells you whether a pitch was a strike or a ball, and everybody accepts that system, it's not a bad thing. If the players are accepting it, the fans should accept it. In this case.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's my perspective on challenges for balls and strikes coming to Major League Baseball in 2026. What do you think? Let me know. 412-928-9370. I've got callers on the line now that want to talk, so we're going to get to those callers right now. Start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Harry. It's GP. How you doing?
I'm feeling good this morning. What's up?
Hey, a couple of things. One on the strike zone and one on the Pirates.
Okay.
I would just leave it go the way it is. just leave the strike. I mean, you're going to have one challenge per game. So if you win that challenge, you get another one, or just one challenge and that's it?
If you get the challenge correct, you get to retain it. I believe that's what I read.
So here's the problem. They're going to be challenging strikes and balls for the whole game. It's going to be cost and time for the game. The games are going to be longer. I mean, I can see a replay for a ball that was caught or trapped or something, or a close play at first base. I can't see this working at all. I don't. I mean, I like what you're saying about the implemented strike zone. That's a totally different situation where every player, you know, you have that zone. You can look. I just don't like that at all.
Have you seen that? They tried it in spring training this past season, and did you see how quick it is? I mean, players didn't abuse it, and literally it's just a tap of the head. They tap the head, the umpire signals to the replay officials on the side, they put up a strike zone on the scoreboard, and they do a replay of the pitch, and it's either a strike or not a strike. It takes 7 seconds.
Okay, but if every player does that on it, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If there's a close play on every strike, and then I just don't see it working. But anyway, I'm going to go to the Pirates.
Okay.
They fired the pitching coach, the base coaches, and everything, but they didn't fire the most important person, the hitting coach. This remember Haig? I mean, he was pathetic in the minors. He never made it to the. He come up for a cup of tea in the majors. Why is he even around? And then you got Vogelsong in there too. I don't even know what he does. What's he even doing in the dugout?
Ryan Vogelsong?
Not even. Yeah.
Probably a pitching advisor.
The Vogel. What is his name? Vogelback. The guy we had a couple years ago. The big dude.
I don't think he's. Well, I don't know if he'd be in the dugout. I think he's still on the Mets roster, but.
No. He was. He was at the end of the year. He was in their assistant with batting. What is this guy? I can't think of his name.
I don't know. It's not Daniel Vogelbach, though. GP, I got to get moving. I got callers on the line. Thanks for the call. No, I understand what you're saying, though. I get the point. The Pirates hitting has been not great. And to fire the pitching coach, or just to not retain him, I don't know. I mean, was it a firing? His contract just expired. It's like the Steelers, you know, they let the contracts expire. Oscar Marine not retained. Pirates pitching one of the best in Major League Baseball. Yeah, now, the Pirates fired Andy Haynes last year. In the middle of the season, they fired him. Now, Matt Haig comes along, and results don't get better from there. I mean, is Matt Haig a bad hitting coach, or are the Pirates hitters not good enough? Now, would I have rather Matt Haig get fired before Oscar Marine? Yes, I understand the analogy, but I also understand why they're not firing the hitting coach right now. They already fired their hitting coach last season. If they fired another hitting coach, let me just put it in perspective of the Pirates. Like, this is what I think the Pirates are thinking. If they fire this hitting coach as well, and they bring in another hitting coach, and then the Pirates go through 2026 and they don't hit again, with similar players that they had from last season, then it's going to be very clear that the Pirates hitters just aren't good enough because no hitting coach can solve these issues. That's what I think. It would be easy for Pirates fans to then conclude that no hitting coach can solve the Pirates as constructed because three hitting coaches couldn't get it done. At least while Matt Haig's still on the roster, can the Pirates say, if Matt Haig were to get fired after this season or next season or whenever, right, like if they don't do well, then they can fire Matt Haig and say, well, it was, you know, he wasn't getting the results, so we're going to get rid of him. The later on that they do that, the more that they procrastinate on doing that, the more of a scapegoat that they put that coach in position to be. As opposed to fans, I think, blaming the players just not being good enough. If that makes sense. So, I appreciate all your points, though. But like I said, I'm still with this ball strike challenge system. I think it's efficient. I think it's okay. I don't think it's going to take up too much time. And again, if the player gets it wrong, it's only the pitcher and the batter that can challenge. So, if one of those players gets it wrong, their team loses the challenge. And that covers the whole game. So they really have to know that the umpire missed a call for them to even try a challenge. But in spring training, 2025 spring training, it was efficient. It worked well. Players weren't abusing it. Not that they'll never abuse it. I don't know. Somebody will probably find a way to abuse it. But right now, it looks efficient and effective from what I saw in spring training and from what they've been doing in the minor leagues as well. 412-928-9370. Got this caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Jason.
All right. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I was calling. I agree with you about the challenge. As much as we get on the umpires, because I get on it too, but I also tell people all the time, you got guys now more than ever throwing 100 miles an hour, over 100. You have catchers that are trained to frame. And, you know, it's gotten harder and harder. So, yes, it's just going to help the game is my take on that. You know, and so I agree with you there. Then my other question for you that I've been, you know, throwing around to some of my baseball friends, who do you believe is the manager of the year? Is it, you know, Milwaukee's manager? Is it Cleveland's manager? Is it Cincinnati's manager? I mean, is it Terry Francona? I just thought that was a good, you know, question. I keep going back and forth between Milwaukee and, I forget, Cleveland's head coach. But
Steven Vogt.
What's your opinion?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Thanks for the call. Yeah, so Cleveland, I'd say Cleveland. Steven Vogt, yeah, got them. I mean, they went on a huge winning streak. They took down the Detroit Tigers late in the season to come back and then win the division, the AL Central. Yeah, you got to give it to that guy. Pat Murphy's a nice story. I mean, they got the first seed. The Milwaukee Brewers did. Pat Murphy did a good job turning them around. I don't know if there was any, like, there was no overly solid wow factor. I mean, only two teams this year finished with 95 wins. It was a pretty competitive year. There's no super teams, so to speak. Sometimes you give the super team the manager of the year award. But only two teams finished over 95 wins. The Brewers were one of those teams, so maybe I have to take that back. But Steven Vogt, the way that he turned the team around, dealing with the two gamblers that are still under investigation and are not returning this season for the playoff run, Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. Without them, he was able to make a late push in the season to have them win, you know, go on huge winning streaks, take down the Detroit Tigers, and then take the division. And the Guardians ended up winning 88 games to win the division, but they did a solid job doing that. And so he would be my vote for sure. 412-928-9370. We're talking about the Major League Baseball automatic ball strike system coming into the league starting in 2026. Also talking about the Pirates a little bit. And if you have any other Major League Baseball points, feel free to bring those up. That's kind of where the boat is being steered this morning. And I will continue taking calls with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Nick. Good morning. It's Sean.
What's up?
I agree with you. I agree with you in regards to the you know, the computer calling balls and strikes. And I have to back up GP. He's 100% accurate in regards to Vogelback. He's a Pirates coach. He hasn't been in the – GP said he's been in the dugout the last couple months, maybe the last couple weeks. I can't remember exactly what he said. But he's been there all year. So do a little research on that, bud, in regards to him, because he's 100% in that dugout.
Nope, you're
all
right.
Year long.
Okay, I completely missed that. Retired from professional baseball and started a new career as a special assistant to the hitting department for the Pittsburgh Pirates starting in February of 2025.
Well,
I don't know how I forgot that.
Hit. Well, he couldn't hit when he was with us. Maybe he can you know, help Charrington in the front office. Maybe it'll get better for him up there. Who knows? What a circus anyways. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, maybe I was kind of half thinking about Rowdy Tellez because I searched Dan Vogelbach and Rowdy Tellez came up in the people you may also be searching for category. Maybe I was thinking a little bit of Rowdy Tellez because I'm like, he didn't officially retire. He's been on a few teams this season. But yeah, the other big guy that played for the Pirates back in 2022, Daniel Vogelbach. Yeah, that slipped my mind. But yeah, Daniel Vogelbach, a special assistant to the Pirates hitting department. Totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was news in February, for sure. GP, I apologize. And if you call again, I'll give you a personal apology tomorrow if you call in again. But I do owe you an apology. I completely forgot that was a thing. And, you know, he's in the dugout for games. That's definitely interesting. That's something. So, Sean, thank you for the clarification, GP. Again, my apologies to you. That is just news that slipped my mind. But I'll move forward, take another call. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning, Callis. It's Donovan. How are you?
I'm feeling good. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the balls and strike system. I'm excited for it because I saw a few minor league games like you have, and I watched spring training, and it'll help to weed out those umpires that are making the bad calls on purpose because, yes, the players aren't allowed to gamble, but I think that also goes for umpires too. And if you have umpires putting money on the games and they're giving the bad calls on strikes and balls, then that needs to be investigated and then ultimately lead to their firing. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Okay, so Wait. Because that's quite the accusation, Donovan. You're accusing some Major League Baseball umpires of making bad calls on purpose.
The big one is that Angel Hernandez, I think, if I remember correctly.
He's gone. He retired. I don't think he was betting on games either. Pat Hoberg, who was a really good umpire, actually, and made a lot of accurate calls, was relieved of duty, though, because Major League Baseball did find out that he was gambling. They investigated, and they terminated his position with the Major League Baseball umpires. So,
okay, maybe I was wrong on it being the ones that make the bad calls all the time. I'll own up to that. But on the Pirates thing, I think it was a missed opportunity for them to not fire the hitting coach instead of Oscar Marine, because like you said, we won't know if it's the players or not, but we need to be able to start seeing the strike zone first and foremost better overall, because some of our players, and I love my Pirates to death, and it's getting harder and harder each season, but some of them can't see the edge of the strike zone worth a dang, you know?
Yes. No, I get it. Now, do you understand my point, though? Like, if they fire the hitting coach this year, that means that they will have fired two hitting coaches within two seasons. And the next hitting coach they bring in, if that coach doesn't do well, then you understand that it would be clearly obvious that it's the players, right? And that would be an obvious observation that fans could make that I don't think the Pirates necessarily want us to believe.
It's just a catch 22 for us at this point, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
No, I understand it. Thanks for the call, Donovan. I'm running out of time. No, I get that. Like, I understand the fans' perspective. Like, we don't care who the scapegoat may be. The Pirates organization overall needs to put players and staff members in there that can contribute to winning baseball. I get it. I would have fired Matt Haig before I would have fired Oscar Marine. I'm not gonna sit here and try to refute that point. But I'm just telling you what I think the Pirates are thinking. You know, but I agree with all the fans out there. If somebody was going to get canned, it was going to be people from the hitting department, not the assistant pitching coach and the pitching coach. Right? We all could agree on that. I'm just telling you why I think the Pirates did what they did. I'm just trying to talk through the logic of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.